Michigan began aerial spraying of pesticides last night, hoping to combat mosquitoes carrying eastern equine encephalitis. This is a rare, dangerous disease that affects humans and animals. It kills 33% of the people who get it and can leave survivors with lasting neurological damage. There is no cure for Triple E. So far, 9 people have confirmed cases with 3 deaths in Michigan, while 33 animals have confirmed cases. Most of the affected counties are in southwest Michigan. With us now, Lynn Sutphin, who's with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Lynn, if you could walk us through the protocol. I'm wondering, what are the factors that go into a decision to spray so late in the season, and are there specific guidelines the department follows?
Well, this is a very unusual case for us. This is not something we have done in the past, actually, well, since 1980, that we have the state has gone out and sprayed for mosquitoes. So what we have factored into this is the fact that we are continuing to see cases. They're increasing in animals and in geography as far as expanding into additional counties in the state. Also, to factored into that is the fact we are finding these particular mosquitoes that are carrying this disease. They're being trapped in these counties, so we are still finding them as of even yesterday. So we know that they're still here. We know that there's not a hard frost planned anytime soon, which is what it takes to kill off the mosquitoes. So we know that there is still a danger to Michigan residents.
And who was it that made the final decision that the aerial spray was needed?
That would be Dr. Jonae Caldoun, our chief medical executive. That was one of the things that her role is to declare this a public health emergency.
Now, the public did have a chance to opt out of the aerial spraying. In fact, enough people around Kalamazoo and Portage did exactly that, to the point where there won't be spraying in those cities. How do you decide whether or not people can opt out like this, particularly considering so many Triple E cases are from that Kalamazoo area? I guess I'm asking, how do you balance people's individual concerns with protecting the general public?
Under the MDARG rules, they are allowed to opt out of the spraying. It is just part of the option that we, you know, people have in our state. And individuals, you know, there are some that have. And when they do, it's not just their property that gets opted out. We have to give them an 1,000 by 1,000 foot area to ensure that their area doesn't get sprayed. So it does affect other areas. But it is an option that they can take. Even though we do feel this is a public health emergency, we have worked very closely with our local health departments, and all of them had the option to opt in, you know, even if they had cases on it. So, you know, this is just something we are doing very cooperatively. We feel that this is the best thing we can do to protect the health and safety of our residents, but they do have that option to opt out.
We got an email from a beekeeper in Kalamazoo who opted out, and she wrote us saying that she didn't get advance warning, and when she wrote with questions about long-term effects on pollinators, birds, and other wildlife, she never got any answers. So explain to us, what is this insecticide the state is using, and how does it affect wildlife?
We are using an insecticide called Maris 3.0. It is an EPA-registered insecticide. And it is registered to be used around organic farms. So it is definitely something that can be used, you know, in quite a lot of areas. It can affect bees, and that is one of the reasons that we are making sure people are aware that the spraying is going to occur, and it's also why the spraying is being done at night. Bees are in the hive in the evening, and that's one of the reasons that, you know, we do this then. We've also talked to our health partners in other states, including Massachusetts, and they have been spraying for a while, and one of the things that they have been monitoring is their honeybee colonies. And they have had a spraying program for about 2 months, and they've talked to and monitored approximately 600 honeybee colonies since it began, and they have not observed any problems from spraying. So that is definitely something we took into consideration. We also made sure that they were aware that if they wanted to take extra precautions, that they could cover the hives. So, you know, those are some of the information we put out. It's in our FAQs that are on our website, michigan.gov/EEE.
Will the state be doing any of that kind of follow-up like you described from Massachusetts, monitoring unintended effects on, you know, bees or monarch butterflies?
Yes, we will be working with our local health departments to conduct surveillance on that.
So, Lynn, where did they spray last night?
They were able to complete spraying in St. Joseph County in 2 different zones. They did do some spraying in Van Buren and in Cass. But those areas were not completed, so they will be on tonight's list as well. However, we did complete 128,000 acres last night.
And what other areas are on schedule for being sprayed?
Well, we will go back into the areas that weren't completed in Cass and Berrien and Van Buren. And there's a few other areas that are being considered due to the fact that we may have some weather tonight. So they are looking at some other areas in the northern area, like in Montcalm and Newaygo and possibly Lapeer tonight. Those will be kind of alternates. All of that information is going to be updated on our website, michigan.gov/EEE, and that should be up sometime this afternoon.
What's the most important thing you hope the public understands about this aerial spraying effort?
First of all, that there are no expected health effects to either people or your animals, and that if you do want to take extra precautions, which aren't required, but if you are concerned, the simple thing you can do is stay indoors during the spraying time, which doesn't start till about 7:30, 8 o'clock at night and runs till 4 in the morning. And the other thing is that the reason we are doing this is because we feel this is the best option for Michigan right now to protect the health and safety of Michigan residents.
Lynn Sutphin with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Lynn, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.